The investigation may take years. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The NTSB says it may take between 1 to 2 years to figure out what went wrong on a cargo ship, causing it to crash into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Investigators are still trying to figure out everything that led up to the cargo ship crashing into this bridge that ultimately ended up killing 6 construction workers. The next step is cleanup and rebuilding. There's still 4,700 containers on the ship that need to be unloaded, including 1.5 million gallons of fuel and lubricant oil. And with the bridge down and port closed, this will impact shipments by boat and by truck.
Fox's Hillary Vaughn. Divers recovered 2 bodies of the 6 workers that were missing. An added concern, officials say the ship was carrying multiple containers with hazardous materials, some of which leaked into the river. A stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois, leaves 4 dead and 7 injured, 1 critically. Mayor Tony McNamara.
Like most Rockfordians, just totally shaken by this act of violence.
Police in the city about 90 miles northwest of Chicago say they have a 22-year-old man in custody, but don't know his motive. A California judge recommends that attorney John Eastman lose his law license for his role in then-President Trump's effort to overturn the 2020 election.
The recommendation now goes to the California Supreme Court for a final ruling. Eastman also faces criminal charges in the Georgia state case, which alleges that President Trump and several allies tried to overturn his loss in that state. Eastman has pleaded not guilty. He is also one of the unnamed co-conspirators in the federal election interference case, but Eastman does not face charges in that matter. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And a Fox News national poll shows former President Trump leads President Biden by 5 percentage points in their 2024 rematch. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The U.S. is remembering a former senator who drew praise from both sides of the aisle. Joe Lieberman died yesterday at 82. He was vice presidential candidate on Al Gore's 2000 White House bid, the closest call in U.S. history. And here's Lieberman in a 2004 debate when he made his own presidential bid.
He says he wants judges who will uphold the Constitution. But we know what that means. That's a code word for undermining or overturning Roe versus Wade. As president, I will not let that happen.
Lieberman's family says he died from complications of a fall. A federal judge in Manhattan will sentence Sam Bankman-Fried today.
This past November, the founder and former CEO of FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, was found guilty in federal court of 2 counts of wire fraud, 4 counts of conspiracy to commit fraud, and 1 count of conspiracy to commit money laundering. Today, he's being sentenced. Prosecutors are asking for as much as 50 years in prison. His defense attorneys are asking for 5.5 to 6.5 years. Bankman-Fried took the stand in his own defense during his trial, explaining that he made mistakes, but that he did not intend to commit fraud. He took customer funds from his crypto exchange, FTX, to help manage the funds of his trading firm. Customers lost roughly $10 billion. Restitution is expected to be part of his sentencing. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And the whereabouts of Sean Diddy Combs remain a mystery after federal agents raided his home Monday.
Combs' lawyer claims his client was never detained and the rapper spoke to and cooperated with authorities. He also called the raid a unprecedented ambush. Paired with an advanced, coordinated media presence, it leads to a premature rush to judgment of Mr. Combs and is nothing more than a witch hunt based on meritless accusations made in civil lawsuits. 5 alleged victims of sexual abuse filed civil complaints against Combs, including singer Cassie and Les.
I'm Carmen Robertson.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.